The Osgood File, sponsored by Dell. To find the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business, talk to a Dell Small Business Tech Advisor today. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. What happens when an entire country overshares?
The sharing economy brings convenience, this woman said, but this is too much.
More after this from Charlie. Once upon a time, in cities like Beijing, bicycles were all you saw on the streets, since only communist officials had cars. Then the economy opened up and suddenly the middle class could drive. The bikes disappeared. But now, with big cities beset by gridlock and smog, bicycles have made a big comeback in China. CBS's Ben Tracy's in Beijing.
The country's two largest bike share companies complete a combined 50 million rides every day, which explains the sea of bikes on the street and the massive piles of pedals growing in China's major cities.
And those are literal piles. Chinese bike shares don't use docking stations. You can just leave them wherever. And people do just that. On some streets, the bicycle piles extend for over half a mile. But bikes aren't all they share.
You can share a basketball for 15 cents an hour. Need to charge your phone? There's a power bank share for that. And then came the shared beds, which many called napping pods to make it sound slightly less gross.
Of course, not all of these sharing businesses are successful, like the entrepreneur who thought that umbrella sharing would be the next great idea.
300,000 umbrellas went missing, probably because people just decided to keep them.
But Ben found that there is one sector of China's sharing industry that is an unqualified hit, China's answer to Uber, which is called Didi.
In just 1 year, it completed 1.4 billion rides. It took Uber 6 years to reach the 1 billion mark.
By the way, Uber did have a Chinese division, but rival Didi grew so fast, it simply bought Uber out. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.